And now back to the news. There were several worrying stories this week about the Norwich economy. A Romanian restaurant is up for sale less than a year after opening. Timberland in Chapelfield is closing, as is the Australian houseware retailer House. On the plus side, the Parc Britannia Cafe in Waterloo Park hopes to reopen soon, and the Norwich-based firm Lisa Angel has no intention of closing any of its stores.
A Norwich restaurant has been put up for sale for £75,000, despite only opening in May. Brazov Taste of Romania in Durham Road has been put up for sale by owner Olympia Sudler, who runs the restaurant alongside his daughter, her daughter, Deniza Angel. Mrs. Sudler, who was originally from Bucharest, opened the restaurant because she wanted to bring something a bit different to what else is on offer in Norwich. However, 8 months later, the restaurant, as well as three employees, are searching for a new owner. The restaurant's listing states that it is only up for sale due to the owner's other interests. The restaurant requires a dedicated new owner to continue running operations effectively. The restaurant serves authentic, home-cooked Romanian food and has three employees included in the deal. The listing also states that there is scope for future growth.
A shoe and boot firm has closed its store in Norwich's Chapelfield, leaving 10 staff out of work. Outdoor clothing and footwear brand Timberland, which has 34 stores across the UK and 230 worldwide, is believed to have closed down the Norwich shop after telling staff in a 15-minute conference call. Other stores, including one in Cambridge, are understood to be remaining open. A statement was released by Timberland to the newspaper, which said, Timberland, together with their long-standing retail partner 73 Retail, have announced the closure of 12 stores across the UK. The difficult decision comes after 73 Retail filed for CVA, that's Company Voluntary Arrangement, last November due to tough market conditions, industry volatility and business trends. The Norwich branch was immediately closed to the public with a notice on the windows stating, "This store is now closed," and giving an email address for customers.
A shop selling items for the home is closing down in Norwich's Chapelfield complex. Australian homewares retailer House launched its sixth UK store at Into Chapelfield in the summer of 2018, but will shut its doors for good today. It currently has a sale on of up to 90% off, with staff saying most of the stock has been snapped up already by bargain hunters. Four members of staff will lose their jobs in Norwich. Meanwhile, House is closing other branches too, such as its store in Westgate, Oxford. A spokesman confirmed the shop in Chapelfield was closing and all staff are losing their jobs. The store sells all kinds of items for the home, including many brands such as Smeg, Joseph Joseph, and Marie Claire. A new retailer is said to be going into the unit, situated on the upper ground floor, but no one knows yet who it is.
A popular park cafe has been forced to close, but its manager says he hopes to be back in business soon. Parc Britannia, better known to some as the Waterloo Park Cafe, posted on Facebook to say it was closed until further notice. Simon Stokes, its manager, said he'd been forced to shut the doors due to an administrative issue, but added that talks were ongoing and that he was receiving support from Norwich City Council. He said he hoped to reopen as soon as possible. In August last year, it was feared the cafe would have to close for good after social enterprise Britannia Enterprises, which took over its running and also ran Cafe Britannia near Norwich Prison, went into liquidation. But an 11th-hour deal was struck when the social enterprise came to an agreement with the City Council to keep the cafe open. Mr. Stokes, who's been manager since its opening, then took on its running. It means when we have events, the catering is taken care of, and they have lots of families and dog walkers there. It won't be quite the same if it's not there. It'll be badly missed. She said local councillors, including Matthew Packer, were doing their best to help keep the cafe open.
Sales online at Norfolk jewellery and accessory firm Lisa Angel outperformed its stores, but the retailer remained committed to the high street. The store, with shops in Norwich's Chapel Field, the Lanes and in Topshop, saw turnover up 25% for 2019 compared with the previous year and up 22% over December. The growth was attributed to the fact that they were able to offer personalised orders online right up to December the 23rd and up to Christmas Eve in-store. But Black Friday being later than previous years did affect their Christmas sales, the firm stated. Lisa Angel, which is currently donating 100% of its profits from the sale of 6 charity products to Blaze Aid to help people affected by the fires in Australia, has always said she would not move her business online only, being passionate about keeping her shops open despite 86% of her business coming from digital sales. Employing more than 100 people, the business started in 2002, with Lisa Angel first operating as a pop-up before establishing itself across the city.